And we're back with the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. It's time for that weekly segment known as Speaking of the Arts. Today, our Speaking of the Arts guest is Kate Nelson, Marketing Manager at the New Mexico History Museum. She's just getting settled in, but I want to say, welcome, Kate.
Hi, nice to be here.
Nice to have you. As usual, I'm sure we have a lot to talk about today in the happenings department, but I'm going to start out with a ticket giveaway. This, on May 15th, next week, King Lear, the National Theatre in London, will be broadcasting their production of King Lear, starring Simon Russell Beale and directed by Sam Mendes, who is, of course, known for American Beauty and the latest James Bond film, Skyfall. We're going to be broadcasting that at the Lensic on May 15th, and we have a ticket giveaway, one pair of tickets to the first caller at 428-1382. I will announce once those tickets have gone, and that is an event that starts at 7 p.m. at the Lensic. For tickets, you can go to ticketsantafe.org or call 988-1234.
I'm going to excuse myself right now so I can call in for the tickets.
Okay.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I can probably get you a pair, so call me, too.
Hey, this Friday, it's the Free Friday at the two downtown museums, my museum, the New Mexico History Museum, and the Museum of Art across the street. From 5 to 8 p.m., we are free to everyone, every Friday from now through October.
All summer.
And at the History Museum, we've got that new awesome show on pinhole photography that is just stuffed with Go Ask Alice moments. It's very trippy.
So fascinating.
Yeah. And it's the world's largest collection. It's here in New Mexico. We've got it. Come and see it. Across the street, the Museum of Art will have live music in the courtyard, as well as, this sounds interesting, the Sketchbook Project Mobile Library will be parked out front. It's based in Brooklyn, New York, so you know it's hip. They are a collection of 27,000 sketchbooks and growing, contributed by people worldwide. You can step inside this bus and see what artists are creating all over the world based on their sketchbooks.
That's really cool. And it's across from the New Mexico. Where did you say it was?
It's at the Museum of Art. So the Museum of Art on one side of Palace Avenue and the History Museum and Palace of the Governors on the other side.
I bet it's hard to miss once.
It's
once
hard
you walk
to miss, and
area.
It's free. What a cheap date night.
You're right. I want to say that those King Lear tickets at the Lensic have been awarded. But again, if you'd like more, your own tickets, please go to ticketsantafe.org.
Drat it all. I missed out again.
Maybe you'd like to go on the Mother's Day tour, which is Sunday, and it's presented by the Historic Santa Fe Foundation. It's a tour of the historic buildings at the School for Advanced Research, which is the beautiful campus on Garcia Street, historic campus. They'll be opening certain buildings up to tour and show the public. They do this, I think they do it every year. It's open from 1 to 4. For more information, you can call the Historic Santa Fe Foundation at 983-2567 or visit historicsantafe.org.
And I love historic houses. That's just a great opportunity to kind of crawl all over that property.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been around the Guadalupe Street area, you've seen these geodesic domes being built.
I've seen them. Last night I saw them.
Out at DeVargas Park. Tonight it all takes off. This big light show is going to happen with those geodesic domes. There's going to be a skateboard jam, live bands, big event put on by Creative Santa Fe. It's called the Fantasy Dome Fest. Just show up from 6:30 to, it looks like, midnight.
That's a late night here in Santa Fe. Yeah, indeed.
So it looks like a lot of fun. Some of these are triggered by how you move. That will change the light. That will change the music. So you become part of the performance as well. It just sounds terrific.
Another really cool event to have in town. And this is, I think you said this, it's their second year, I think?
Actually, I don't know.
I think so, but I could be wrong. I remember it last year being a fun event.
That's neat.
I will tell folks about an event that's happening at Gig Performance Space on 2nd Street on May 9th, which is tonight. Soren Baronian will be playing with Paul Brown and Polly Tapia Ferber. Baronian is a musician who plays a blend of Middle Eastern rhythms and jazz, and he'll be playing with Paul Brown, who also is very comfortable playing Eastern European folk dance music, and percussionist Polly Tapia. Gig, of course, is at 1808 2nd Street. And for more information, you can call Gig. They did not include their phone number, so I don't have it, but I will announce it in a second.
That's what the Google machine is for.
Exactly.
Hey, he's sitting just a few tables over, so we have to mention that tonight, Peter Eichstätt will be doing a reading at the Collected Works Bookstore on his new book, The Dangerous Divide, Peril and Promise, on the U.S.-Mexico border. Pete's an old friend of mine. We were colleagues covering the Santa Fe, the New Mexico legislature together, and he's done a lot of foreign correspondent work. This book focuses on our border with Mexico and some of his experiences about the governmental policies that have led to some of the social problems that are spilling back and forth, that open web that the border exists. That's at 6 p.m. Collected Works Bookstore, Peter Eichstätt. You should be there.
I would like to be there. That sounds really interesting. Yeah, and I see him sitting here.
He was interviewed yesterday by Zaley.
We're honored. Opsit Books has a few events this week, too. Opsit is over in the San Busco Center on 500 Montezuma Street. On Friday, Peggy Schinner will be reading from You Feel So Mortal, Essays on the Body. That reading begins at 5 p.m. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, Lisa de St. Croix will present her tarot deck, the Tarot de St. Croix, named after herself. And on Sunday, May 11th at 3 p.m., John McWilliams will read and sign copies of New Mexico, A Glimpse into an Enchanted Land. That's what's happening at Opsit Books this weekend.
St. John's College is introducing a new program this summer. It's a film institute where they will be showing films and then talking about them and helping you figure out how to interpret some of these little more highbrow types of movies.
I love this idea.
Tonight they're doing a free open house to kick it off, 6:30 to 9 p.m. At 6:30 they will show Luis Buñuel's Un Chien Andalou, which I've never even heard of. It's described as a landmark of early experimental cinema co-created with artist Salvador Dalí. You'll watch the movie, and then they'll have folks who help you learn how to analyze it from different perspectives. That's at St. John's College tonight, and it's free.
So it sounds like this program is the St. John's Great Books program brought to the big screen.
I think that's precisely it. And what a great idea, because there's some incredible cinema that's been created over the last, say, 50 years.
And to talk about it in that kind of a setting, discussion setting, I think that will be a successful program. Tonight at the Lenzic is the second evening of a performance by the New Mexico School of Arts Dance, Theater, and Music Departments.
I love that program.
They are so talented.
Yeah.
I've heard them rehearsing. They are performing their annual Art Spring end-of-the-year performance, and tickets are still available. It features all the talent that's there at the New Mexico School for the Arts, singing and dancing, choreography by the Dance Department Chair Adam McKinney. Tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org or at 988-1234. Everyone should come out, and it's really quality.
And you know, besides being really talented kids, they are interesting kids. They're intelligent, and if we can hang on to them here in Santa Fe, it'll be a wonderful next generation in this city.
It's a good point too. Come out and support them.
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast is tonight and through this weekend, and then again next weekend at the James A. Little Theater. This is a Pandemonium Productions production of the classic Disney musical. And here's what's super neat about it. It features 50 local students aged 6 through 16 who've been participating in their musical theater program. Yet another opportunity to support local youths. That's at the James A. Little Theater. It's tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. They have Sunday shows at 2 p.m. this weekend and next weekend.
I haven't seen a Pandemonium production yet, but I read about them, you know, every few months, or I'm not sure how often, but it seems like every 3 months, and they do really cool productions.
The things that you can take your kids to.
Sounds like lots of fun. Tonight at the CCA at 7 p.m., there's a speakeasy. The Santa Fe Speakeasy will be holding its event at the CCA. That's a new venue for them. The topic or the title is The Hidden Stories of Art, The Hidden Stories of Art Practices in Santa Fe. This is a storytelling event, so people stand up and they get about 5 minutes to tell their story, to present a narrative that's hopefully entertaining and enlightening, and it's kind of not stand-up comedy because it's not always funny, although it could be, but more of a...
Mini TED Talks.
Mini TED Talks.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like that. And with the theme, the art theme this time around, it's in the CCA living room tonight at 7. No need to make a reservation or anything. Just come on down.
That sounds great. Who doesn't like playing in the mud? Tomorrow at Frenchie's Field, it's Community Mud Day. So you'll be working with adobe mud to recreate those mounds that form the labyrinth path.
I looked at it the other day. It's getting a little bit... It's beautiful, but it needs a little bit of loving care.
After Saturday morning, 9 to 1, it's going to look beautiful again. And you get to play in the mud. I've built with adobe before, and... Yes, it's hard, but it's also just a lot of fun and a very forgiving medium. So show up and do your part for the city.
I hope the weather will be good. I believe it will. I didn't look. How about Cat of the Week? Let's do the Cat of the Week now. The Cat of the Week is brought to you every week by Felines and Friends. And this week's cat is Kalinda. She is very outgoing. She doesn't seem to mind kids, dogs, or other cats, and she'd probably do well with a playful young male cat who can be on the same diet since she has a few food allergies. Like so many people
that
do.
That sounds like a Santa Fe cat.
Exactly.
She's a gluten-free.
Gluten-free. No added sugar. We don't really know what Kalinda's real food allergies are, but she's a cute kitty with a short coat and red tabby markings. She was born in March 2009, approximately. And if you're interested in adopting Kalinda, please call 505-316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can view her or any of the other cats available for adoption at www.fandfnm.org. fandfnm.org. And weekly, they bring different cats to Petco in Santa Fe, where adoption advisors will be on hand Thursday through Sunday. That's a long adoption period, from 1 to 4, and at Tecatu in San Busco on the first Saturday of every month from 10 to 2.
Well, Kalinda clearly needs a loving home.
She does, and I'm sure there are people who love animals enough, like I would be one, who wouldn't mind giving her a little bit of a special diet. It's probably not that difficult, you know.
Tomorrow evening at the First Presbyterian Church, the Sangre de Cristo Chorale will present a concert on Baroque fireworks. They'll be presenting some Bach, the Part 3 of Handel's Messiah, and they're going to be joined by Pewaukee Valley High School Choir, who will join them on some works, but also sing some of their own. Tickets are required. That's at First Presbyterian Church, the Sangre de Cristo Chorale concert.
Very nice. There's a Mother's Day Whitewater Festival on the Rio Grande.
Oh, cool.
I know. If you're a really cool, active mom, that's where you'll want to go. It's the New Mexico River Outfitters Association's Mother's Day Rio Grande Whitewater Festival. It's Friday, May 9th, today, through Sunday, May 11th. And the festival headquarters is at the Rio Bravo Campground, which is up near Pilar at the Rio Verde Recreation Area. There will be wildlife exhibits, downriver races, equipment demos, kayak rodeo, slalom competitions, mother-child events, a raft race, and a lot more. It sounds really fun. And there will be raffles, music, and prizes. If you'd like more information, please go to raftnewmexico.org.
And I have to say, I've been outdoors a lot the last couple of weeks. The wildflowers this year are off the charts.
They are beautiful.
Somehow we got the right snows or something, that at least we're having a beautiful spring, so get outside.
The colors look so vivid. Maybe they do every year when you forget about them, but I'm always impressed. Seems new to me each spring.
There is a Mother's Day concert free at Federal Park on Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. The Santa Fe Concert Band, directed by Greg Heltman, will perform marches, show tunes, and classical favorites. I'd say bring some folding chairs and maybe a little picnic basket with snacks and treat mom to a concert.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Instead of brunch. Brunch is always fun, but the activities we're bringing up are
even more
unique.
You know, I'm not going to stand in line for eggs.
Amen. Amen. Especially, when the lines are long. We vote for more creative activities.
There you go.
This year.
Get outside.
It's not hard to.
The other thing you could do with mom on Sunday, the state museums are free to New Mexicans on Sunday. So you go to the Museum of Art and you see that Southwestern Allure show that has the great write-up in today's PASAP. Obviously, the Pinhole Show at New Mexico History Museum. Come up to Museum Hill. There's the Turquoise Show at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and the Wooden Menagerie at the Museum of International Folk Art. And it's not one of the state museums, but the Wheelwright is premiering on Sunday a new show by Will Wright. The Will Wilson, forgive me, Wheelwright, Will Wilson. who is the native photographer who's doing some really out there stuff, even with old tintypes and modern techniques. So plenty of museum opportunities to take mom to on Sunday.
And I'm going to go back on my anti-brunch stand and say the museum cafe
is always
delicious. And that would be a nice thing to do, too.
Very nice.
Go there and then check out the museums. And don't forget to head downtown to the New Mexico History Museum, too, of course.
Yes. On Wednesday, looking ahead, one of those terrific lectures that the Santa Fe Institute puts on called Free Will, Evolution's Fleeting Gift. And this is by philosopher and author Daniel Dennett, who's a philosophy professor at Tufts University. He does real TED Talks, the full-length kind, and is the author of a number of books, including the intriguingly titled Darwin's Dangerous Idea. Mm. That's at 7:30 at the James Little Theater on Wednesday, and these are free lectures and a chance to kind of blow the lid off the top of your brain.
I like that one. What's the title again? I should listen more carefully. I'm sure the listeners will say, we heard that.
Free Will, Evolution's Fleeting Gift. And that's Daniel C. Dennett, and the Santa Fe Institute sponsors this lecture series. Great gift for living here in Santa Fe that we get to take advantage of groups like that.
It is. Tomorrow at the Lensic is the last broadcast opera in this 2013 to 2014 season. It is La Cenerentola, featuring Joyce DiDonato in her first Met performance as Cinderella. The opera will be broadcast live from the Met in New York at 11 a.m. at the Lensic, and there will be an encore performance at 6 p.m.
And more opera news. Saturday at 2 p.m. at Collected Works is part four of the five-part series from Oliver Présent, who is a popular lecturer for the Santa Fe Opera, and he'll be talking about Carmen. And the title of his lecture is Freedom to Live, Freedom to Die.
Dramatic.
Learn more about the opera there. And then when you go see it, you'll understand it better.
Another Mother's Day event. There's a production called Motherhood Out Loud. It's conceived by Susan R. Rose and Joan Stein. It is backed by popular demand, and it's their gift to the Santa Fe audiences. This will feature local actors and creative writers Debriana Mancini, Kelly Kiernan, Elisa Downing, Elena Warren Zachary, Marika Sayers, and Christopher Dempsey, among others. It's directed by Janet Davidson. And this year it's at the Everyday Center for Spiritual Living, which is on 5th Street in Santa Fe. For reservations and more information, you can call 505-438-6078. I didn't give much description on exactly what the content is, but I'm assuming these people will all talk about different experiences they've had as mothers or with their mothers. There's a motherhood theme.
There you go. Continuing the motherhood theme, for Mother's Day events, there's two neat art tours you can go on. The Canyon Road Galleries are all doing special things this weekend, starting tonight, and that's what they call Passport to the Arts. And besides special exhibits that are opening up, they're going to have an artist quick draw, live auction and artist reception on Saturday with painting, sculpture, glass, jewelry, all the wonderful things that people create here in Santa Fe. And if you want to go on the road, head down south to Placitas, New Mexico, where I live, and it's the annual Mother's Day Weekend Artist Studio Tour. And I think there's something like 40 artists that have opened up their home studios. So you'll see a sign right off the highway where you can stop and get a map, and then it's well marked throughout the community.
And you live there in Placitas?
I do.
Have you been to the Placitas Cafe?
I have.
Someone just recommended it yesterday, and I'm not familiar with it.
I have a monthly gathering of girls there, some women that I've worked with on a lot of environmental issues over the years.
We've been talking so much about weekend events that I just had to look up the weather, and I'm happy to say that it's supposed to be lovely. In the 60s today, and tomorrow 70, and sunny. There's a little chance, I'm just giving the weather because
please
I think
do,
it's relevant
I need to
these
know
events.
This.
And Sunday, high 65, slight chance of thunderstorms. This is according to the National Weather Service. So I think that's pretty good, though. Only 10% chance of rain. Sunday.
That's pretty good. On Sunday, I'm signed up with a program through UNM's Continuing Ed to take a geology-focused hike in the Valles Caldera. And
what
it'll be
treat.
An all-day thing. Yeah, I signed up for it in December. I've been waiting for months for it, so it better not thunderstorm on me.
I'll call in and see. I'll make that request for
Thank you.
And we'll see
Thank
what
you.
We can do. There's an art auction tonight. It's an art auction to save Monte del Sol Charter School's Oaxaca trip. Every year, Monte del Sol students take a trip to Oaxaca. And this year, the trip is in financial straits, financial hard times. The trip's a bit in jeopardy. So they're doing a last-minute fundraiser tonight at Cloud 5, which is the old Cloud Cliff Bakery space.
Oh, yeah.
It's now a gallery. And they'll be trying to raise money to help fund the trip so the kids can still go. It's on the brink. This trip is on the brink of cancellation, so please come out and support Cloud 5. Monte del Sol Charter School. Steve Auger, a local artist who now runs Cloud 5, has offered up the space and some art for the auction fundraiser. And they're trying to get the word out because it is last minute. If you'd like more information, you can call 982-5225. That's Cloud 5. Or you can call one of the teachers involved. Cara Esquivel can be reached at 603-1235. And the auction is tonight at 5:30 to 9.
The Santa Fe University of Art and Design students, who come from all over the world, have been doing performances of their contemporary music students. And they're continuing through this weekend and into next week. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. on the O'Shaughnessy patio, the Balkan Mideast Ensemble, directed by Polly Tapia Ferber, will perform. On Sunday at 5 p.m. in the Bandshell, the Gamelan Gunter Giri, Thundering Mountain, will be directed by Sharon Eliashar, and will also feature Ustad Roshan Bhartia, forgive my pronunciation, performing Northern Indian classical music on the sitar. And at 8 p.m. on Sunday, there will be a jazz ensemble, an Afro-Cuban ensemble, and the University Chorus on the O'Shaughnessy patio. This just sounds great. It goes on into Monday at 8 p.m., a rock ensemble and a funk R&B ensemble. And on Thursday evening, an evening of electro-acoustic music featuring new works by students of Jason Goodyear and Stephen Paxton. This sounds like some really cutting-edge stuff that's going to introduce you to world music in a nutshell.
They're doing a lot on the campus with music. I think they had a lot of music activities going on last weekend and maybe even the weekend before. That's really fun to hear.
And go down there and begin to feel comfortable being on that campus. It's part of your community.
It is, indeed. I can't speak today, which is a little problematic when you're on the radio. The Zia Singers are presenting a show called Razzle Dazzle. It's a selection of songs and desserts. Yes, songs and desserts.
I can go for that.
Me too. To tease the ears and the taste buds. It's Sunday, May 11th at 4 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. The Zia Singers are directed by Karen Maroli and with Lydia Madrick as the accompanist, pianist. Sunday at 4, First Presbyterian Church, which is at 208 Grant Avenue. It will feature a wide selection of well-known sing-alongable songs accompanied by a generous spread of homemade desserts from the Zia Singer's kitchen. It's proven to be a perfect combination, they say. Oh, for more information, please call Karen Maroli at 225-571-6352.
This coming Wednesday, get smart on your noon hour. Head over to the School for Advanced Research, which you'll be familiar with from your Mother's Day tour.
Exactly. You'll know your way around that campus.
They're having a colloquium called Costly and Cute. Karen Rosenberg from the University of Delaware and Wenda Trevithan from UNM will discuss how helpless newborns make us human. And this is an interesting description. The extremely helpless and highly dependent state of the human infant at birth may have been as important in contributing to human biological and cultural evolution as man the hunter and woman the gatherer. That's a fascinating when you are helpless as adults, we tend to ignore you, but babies are so cute.
I think, yes, that's always fascinating.
We reach out and help, and maybe evolutionarily, that's where we start developing our own empathy and compassion, and I'd love to hear how they develop this thesis. That'll be at noon at the School for Advanced Research in their boardroom. It's a free event. Listen to smart people talk.
Yeah, it's always good. After you go to the Bike and Brew Festival and ride your bike and drink beer and plan your Mother's Day brunch. Yeah, you can't go to the brunch. You're going to be riding the Century.
Is that this weekend?
Actually, you're right. It's not this weekend. I'm so sorry. The whole thing, the whole Bike and Brew Festival and the Century are next weekend. Thank you. So everyone,
if you're not riding your bike, consider being really nice while you're in your car to all these people on their bicycles.
That's very true. There's a gallery show opening at the Jean Cocteau, along with other great films. Sherry Kessler is a photographer, and her show is called Tattoos and Talismans. This will be opening May 13th, which is Monday, through June 16th. The gallery opening, though, is Sunday night from 5 to 7 at the Jean Cocteau, which will feature a talk by Kessler at 5:15 at the Jean Cocteau. For more information, call 415-571-9782. That's the publicist for the show. Or you can visit the JeanCocteauCinema.com website.
I have to admit I'm a little disturbed by the notion that Monday is May 13th and we're halfway through the month already.
And it did snow yesterday, I would like to point out.
Tonight at 11 p.m., should you still be up and want to get kind of freaked out, go to the Jean Cocteau and you can watch A Clockwork Orange with a whole bunch of other people.
Oh, how much fun is that?
And then later, if that really, really disturbs you, then look forward to Wednesday at 6 p.m. for acute overdose over at the El Dorado School. First graders will sing, dance, and show off their handmade batik shirts themed around endangered animals and sustainability. I can feel
That's
an
adorable.
Awe coming on right now.
Aww. I'll give you one. We have time for a couple more. Almost out of time, but we still have a bit of time.
The Dome Fest this evening is part of a week-long program that Creative Santa Fe is putting on, and it includes on Wednesday evening a presentation at the Convention Center on a walkable and livable Santa Fe. And they're bringing in experts Dan Burden and Robert Ping to talk about how to encourage people, how cities can have policies and the type of walkability patterns that will encourage people to ride their bikes and get out of their cars and live longer, healthier, happier lives.
And that's something Creative Santa Fe has been, it's an ongoing series they're doing, an ongoing project, encouraging that in Santa Fe and seeing what we can do, as you just said, to put a better infrastructure in place or to encourage more people to walk and bike.
And it's interesting to see this intersection between individuals' good intentions and governmental policies and how that can play out in our daily lives. That's at the Convention Center. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. Obviously, it's free, and the more people who come with great ideas, the better.
Fun stuff. Let me see if I have one more to say. I can tell you about next weekend. The Santa Fe Symphony will be performing Beethoven's Ninth and Brahms' Tragic Overture both Saturday and Sunday. It's Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon, May 17th and 18th. It's at the Lenzic.
One more. Anne Schmaus is going to sign Birdhouses of the World noon at Saturday at Wild Birds Unlimited. She's the one who writes the birding column in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And there's also a birdhouse party as part of AIGA New Mexico. Designers and architects were invited to submit any interpretation of a birdhouse.
I am not hearing the outro music, but I'm worried that we're going to just go out. So thank you, Kate Nelson from the New Mexico
History
Museum.
I've got more.
And you have been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm sorry we had to close so quickly.